Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, $300 million in crypto liquidations accompanies Bitcoin's surge to $44,000. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as pointed out here, Bitcoin made its biggest percentage jump yesterday, 14.5%, since February 8th, 2021, of 19.5%. more than a year ago. And I've got to give credit where credit is due, because Mikhail Vende Pop called this a couple of days ago, says we could be going to $44,000. And as Pentoshi shares here, didn't see that coming. And he also says, want to state, March is a month of massive variables, so I think day-to-day approach is best. There's a lot going on in the world right now. It's anyone's guess. I'm leaning towards yearly open still, but after that, it's wait and see. And as Dan Held shares, why is Bitcoin surging right now? It's surging because citizens across the world are waking up to the fact you can't trust your government with your money. Preach. And as Pompliano shares, Bitcoin is now the only global payment system that won't discriminate against anyone, regardless of their race, nationality, religion, politics, or actions. This is going to become incredibly important in the coming decades. And El Salvador President Nayib Bukele shares, the intrinsic value of Bitcoin is now in full display on the whole world. That's right. Also in today's show, I'll be sharing with you the $64,000 Bitcoin price prediction from CEO and founder of VNX. He shares that the Bitcoin price can reach $64,000 based on Wyckoff methodology. Quoting him here, one can expect the move towards $64,000 and a further upward trend midterm. The potential growth in the price of Bitcoin is imminent as projected, particularly drawing on the coin's close ties to mainstream or the traditional stock market, the S&P index. Also in today's show, breaking news, eBay to add crypto payment options soon, says their CEO. Also in today's show, here are a few factors driving the crypto market volatility according to MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor. He was recently interviewed and goes on to share, the volatility is driven by the immaturity of the asset class, the lack of wash trading rules. You can buy and sell crypto assets within the same hour. I think that's fairly immature. I think 20x leverage on the offshore exchanges. I think the wild west of crypto derivatives, the cross-collateralization of altcoins into ETH or BTC through the centralized finance exchanges on a Saturday night through a very thin piece of liquidity on the 177th biggest coin. All of those things are a recipe for volatility. Also be sharing with you his $6 million Bitcoin price prediction. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major altcoins are currently pumping and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today's episode is brought to you by the FTX app, formerly known as Blockfolio. I've been using this app literally every single day for the past few years. It's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is check my crypto portfolio. I personally love it because it's the easiest and fastest way to buy Bitcoin, Ether, and other top cryptocurrencies with zero fees, truly making this a no-brainer. And they're trusted by over 6 million people worldwide and over 200 plus countries around the world. And they have a special promo they're running right now where you can earn free crypto on every trade over 10 bucks. Here's how it works when you use my referral link in the description right down below. Every trade over $10 earns you a chance to get a random free coin. And the more you trade, the more you earn. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and use my referral link in the description right down below and download the FTX app today. Make some trades, claim your free crypto, and let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. The Bitcoin hit $44,000 overnight on March 1st as a rally that began on Monday sparked unexpected results, as you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, new data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin reaching $44,250 on Bitstamp before consolidating, and still currently at around that $44,000 mark at the time of this recording. Now, the move had come in two main bursts, beginning just prior to the Wall Street open against a highly uncertain macro backdrop. Analysts had been hard pressed to forecast what Bitcoin price action would do next, a move that continued as local highs appeared. And early this morning, CryptoEdge shared the following: yesterday's Bitcoin trade we took with the group, didn't expect it to run that hard, to be honest. Would have raised TP probably because I think it could do one more leg up before some correction. Red box was for the entire move. Now one more smaller, let to go. In my opinion, nice. Quick profit. Looking ahead for the month of March, popular trader and analyst Pentoshi noted that even more triggers were about to be added to the macro mix, and even admits didn't see that coming, and goes on to share, want to state, March is a month of massive variables, so I think day-to-day approach is best. There's a lot going on in the world right now. It's anyone's guess. I'm leaning towards yearly open still, but after that, it's wait and see. And aside from the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war, the U.S. Fed is due to make a decision on key interest rate hikes this month. U.S. Consumer Price Index data is due on March 10th. And bears, meanwhile, took a hit from the latest events, with cross-crypto liquidations totaling $305 million in the past 24 hours. Data from monitoring resource CoinGlass showed, which you can see here in this chart, Bitcoin thus outperformed most of the top 10 cryptos by market cap, with 24-hour returns hitting 15%, while Ethereum managed to add around $370 to reach local highs of $2,970, but still unable to crack major resistance of $3,000. Now, the crown was once again taken by Terra / Luna, however, which added over 20% to nearly double in just 7 days. Right here, looking at the Luna 1 day candle chart, and I gotta give respect where respect is due. A couple of days back, Mikhail Vende Pop shared, if you truly want to see more momentum, then the correction shouldn't be that deep. So 38,100 to 38,200 must hold. Then we could be going to $44,000, which is precisely what we just did. And as the Bitcoin Archive points out, Bitcoin made the biggest percentage jump yesterday, almost 15%, since February 8th, 2021, which was almost 20% more than a year ago. Bullish. That's right. And as Dan Held shares here, why is Bitcoin surging right now? It's surging because citizens across the world are waking up to the fact you can't trust your government with your money. Preach. And as Pompliano shares, Bitcoin is now the only global payment system that won't discriminate against anyone, regardless of their race, nationality, religion, politics, or actions. This is going to become incredibly important in the coming decades. He ain't telling no lies. And El Salvador President Nayib Bukele tweeted, the intrinsic value of Bitcoin is now in full display on the whole world. And as I shared yesterday, Bitcoin is up $6,500 today as geopolitical tensions continue, game theory in full effect. That's right.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
And before I break down the $64,000 Bitcoin price prediction, first let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, everything is still pumping and in the green, with Bitcoin on the cusp of hitting $44,000, up almost 15% for the day. We have Ether up over 10%, on the verge of hitting $3,000. We have Luna up a whopping 25%, trading just under $93, and Avalanche up a whopping 15%, trading above $86.76. And lo and behold, Bitcoin is now trading above $44,000. Let's freaking go. And now for the $64,000 Bitcoin price prediction from CEO and founder of VNX, a Luxembourg-based token issuance platform, highlighted Bitcoin's potential to rebound sharply following a confirmed U.S. stock market bottom, adding that its price could reach $64,000 based on Wyckoff methodology. From a global perspective, all signs are that Bitcoin has entered the reaccumulation stage according to Wyckoff's methodology, he told Cointelegraph, adding the following: one can expect a move towards $64,000 and a further upward trend midterm. The potential growth in the price of Bitcoin is imminent as projected, particularly drawing on the coin's close ties to mainstream or the traditional stock market, the S&P index. Now, macro analysts also noted that the benchmark S&P 500 might have started bottoming out after staging a historical reversal on February 24th. And in detail, the index rebounded by nearly 4.5%, despite being initially down by more than 2.5%. And such a retracement has not happened since the 2008 financial crisis. As Borough Virtual shares here, PC Oscillator has now found a local bottom at the support of February 2020, which may hint at a continuation of a local rebound. The question is, if the rebound continues, will Bitcoin follow it or not? Correlation says yes, but it may be otherwise. And Chris Murphy, co-head of derivative strategy at Susquehanna International Group, said sharp stock market reversals during a price correction are indicative of a classic bear market rally, except when the economy has not been undergoing a phase of recession. Historical precedence says we are near the lows of the ongoing correction if we avoid a recession, he told Business Insider, while highlighting the improving U.S. economic data ranging from a strong consumer balance sheet to record high corporate earnings to a strengthening labor market. The views lined up with what FS Insight predicted in its recent S&P 500 market analysis. Co-founded by JP Morgan's former equity strategist, Thomas Lee, the firm noted that the index shows signs of bottoming out, quoting them here. Price remains under prior day's highs amidst a negative trend with bearish momentum, said Mark Newton, FS's head of technical strategy, in a note adding the following, I favor being long and buying dips, anticipating that the markets work higher into March FOMC and that the growth outperforms value. Also like to point out that FS Insight predicts a $200,000 Bitcoin price in the second half of this year. So let's freaking go. And checking out this tweet from John Bollinger, the creator of the Bollinger Bands, classic Bollinger Band W bottom on the weekly SPX chart. And as Miles Creative shares here, the key difference between the current range and the range we had previously at 46,000 is we are now seeing significant buying pressure when we visit the lows. This spells exhaustion of the downtrend to me, similar to summer. Could be wrong, but that is how I see it. And before I break down next story of the day, eBay to add crypto payment options soon, says their CEO. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under that $2 trillion milestone with about $116 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is on the rise at 43.1%, with the Ether dominance at 18.2%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the week. Finally, we have a sea of green. It's about time. We have Waves leading the pack, up 96.1%, Luna up 78%, ANC up 46%, and Osmo up 26%. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Major e-commerce marketplace eBay could integrate crypto payments soon, says their CEO, Jamie Lanone, in a recent interview. The internet marketplace is among the oldest e-commerce platforms, now looking to become the go-to platform for Generation Z and millennials. The CEO said in an interview with The Street that the firm has been looking to integrate crypto payment options for quite some time, and an official announcement could be made during the upcoming Investors Day on March 10th, which is right around the corner. Let's go. And during his interview, he revealed that the e-commerce giant is looking to transition to new payment modes, as they are already managing $85 billion of volume on its platform directly. Like, whoa. And talking about eBay's stance on emerging technology, such as blockchain and cryptocurrencies, he pointed towards the growing popularity of NFTs on its trading platform without making any official announcement regarding the same. And he also says that the company changed its policies last year to make the e-commerce platform a place to buy and sell anything, be it a physical or digital commodity. Very interesting. Now, eBay didn't respond to Cointelegraph's request for comments at publishing time, but the rise in popularity and demand for cryptocurrencies has made several online platforms adding crypto payment options. eBay, with its focus on capturing millennial and Gen Z customers, aims to do the same. However, it won't be the company's first attempt at crypto payments. eBay first tried integrating Bitcoin payments back in 2014. That's right. And eBay was exploring Bitcoin payment integration last year as well, along with NFT trading. The crypto payment integration plan now seems to be near finalized as crypto has become mainstream and more acceptable among the masses. Mass adoption, let's freaking go. Bring it. And before I break down next story of the day, here are the factors driving crypto market volatility, according to MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor, as well as his $6 million Bitcoin price prediction. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this, and help support the channel. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikToks, wherever you're at. Be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. MicroStrategy founder and CEO Michael Saylor, the GigaChat himself, is revealing the factors that he believes are contributing to the wild price swings in the crypto markets. In a new interview with CNBC, the Bitcoin bull says that the lack of clear regulations plays a part in the volatility of crypto markets, as it allows investors to trade in ways normally not permitted when dealing with stocks and other traditional assets. Quoting him here, the volatility is driven by the immaturity of the asset class, the lack of wash trading rules. You can buy a sell crypto assets within the same hour. I think that's fairly immature. I think 20x leverage on the offshore exchanges. I think the Wild West of crypto derivatives, the cross-collateralization of altcoins into ETH or BTC through decentralized finance exchanges on a Saturday night, through a very thin piece of liquidity on the 177th biggest coin. All of these things are a recipe for volatility. Also like to point out that volatility equals life force, and I learned that from Michael Saylor. Now, the MicroStrategy executive also says that while the uncertainty around upcoming regulations may cause more volatility at first, it will eventually lower the price instability of cryptocurrencies, setting the stage up for blue chip investors to begin supporting digital assets. As he shows here, the uncertainty about the regulatory environment, because as regulation comes, it has an impact on all these different types of crypto systems. They are all cross collateralized to each other. I'd be surprised if there wasn't volatility. It comes with the territory. There are pros and cons. I think the volatility will be dampened as the regulation progresses, and that will encourage institutional adoption. And as we all know, we have Kathy Wood of ARK Invest, who predicts that once institutions adopt just 5% into the king of all crypto, we can see a $500,000 Bitcoin price. And to watch this entire interview with Michael Saylor entitled "Bitcoin Can Rein In Cyber Attacks," says MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now let's discuss his $6 million Bitcoin price prediction that he shared just a couple of months back. That's right, MicroStrategy's chief executive, Michael Saylor, who is the first one to put Bitcoin on its balance sheet. He transformed his business intelligence company into a Bitcoin acquisition vehicle over the past couple of years, and expects the Bitcoin price to eventually hit $6 million per coin. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Giga Chad. Now, a $6 million Bitcoin price, which has already climbed from lows of around 4,000 back in March of 2020 to highs of almost 70,000 back in November of last year, would give the nearly 19 million Bitcoins in circulation a combined value of $126 trillion, an increase of around 12,000% from its current near $1 trillion market cap, and making it by far the world's most valuable commodity. Not to mention that Michael Saylor will become the richest man in the world. It's only a matter of time. Another interesting fact, he doesn't own any other cryptocurrency besides Bitcoin, because he is all in. And he says, I don't believe you should sell your Bitcoin. And right now the strategy is we run a software business as hard as we can. And on the other side, we acquire and hodl Bitcoin. That's right. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show: $300 million in crypto liquidations accompanies Bitcoin surge to $44,000. Also shared with you the $64,000 Bitcoin price prediction, as well as breaking news: eBay to add crypto payment options soon, says their CEO, as well as here are the factors driving crypto market volatility, according to MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor, and also shared with you his $6 million Bitcoin price prediction. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, eCoin wrote, Aloha JV, what a Monday. Stoked I was able to catch crypto news alerts and stay informed. I feel a groundswell building for BTC. Send it. Yes, indeed. Best Bitcoin daily performance in over a year. Gotta love it, fam. Hodl. Our next featured comment comes from our very own inner dino. I was going to agree with freeze their assets, the bullies instead. I hope they lose their keys. Glory to Ukraine. Glory to heroes. Thanks for tuning in live, fam. As always, much love. And our third and final featured comment is short and sweet. It is frickin' pumping. Yes, indeed. Bitcoin. And my favorite Frankie McDonald impersonation.
Bitcoin!
For the win, let's freaking go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.